Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Manna podcast. I am Pastor Greg Fadness, and we are coming to you from Twin Falls, Idaho, Lighthouse Church. And we are going through the Psalms together. And Morning Manna, that refers to that strange food that would be found on the ground each day for the Israelites as they made their way through the wilderness. And so the curious thing about it was you had to go out each morning to get your day's supply. You couldn't store up a day or two or a week of manna, but you can only get enough for the day. And so that's the concept here, is that we want to get into the Word of God each day and get fed so that we are spiritually strong and ready for the day. So welcome to Morning Manna. And we're going to look at Psalm 7 today. So Psalm 7. In the introduction, it says, a Shigion of David. Shigion is a liturgical musical term. It's of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. Now, we don't know a lot about Cush, because there just isn't really biblical information. But what most commentators surmise is that Cush was most think that Cush was a close counselor to Saul, the king at the time. And so King Saul was at a certain point, he was out to get David. You remember that story, and I'll rehearse it with you here in just a minute. So the words concerning Cush, and so verse 1 says, O Lord my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me. Charles Spurgeon called this psalm the Psalm of the Slandered Saint. As we'll see, David is pleading to God because people are slandering him and his motives and attributing to David things that were not true. And so it is a tough situation when you are walking with the Lord, doing your best to walk humbly with God and to love your neighbors as yourself, and yet you are being slandered and lied about. Okay, this was true of David. David, as you remember, he, after killing Goliath in that amazing scene that thrusted him into the national spotlight, he began to serve in Saul's army, became a leader, led Israel to victories, and became a very prominent figure in the nation. The women were singing, David has slain his 10,000. So he became this this huge figure in the nation. Well, Saul got jealous. King Saul got jealous. And numerous times when David would be in his presence, Saul tried to kill him by throwing spears at him. And so David had to flee from Saul's presence and to become a refugee, to go out into the wilderness because Saul was trying to kill him. So, Cush, the Benjamite, apparently was lying about David to people and saying that David wanted to kill Saul, that David was out to get Saul. Now, can you imagine the hurt of that to David? David was trying to do nothing of the sort. David was loyal to Saul. He was obedient to Saul. He, in fact, when Saul was trying to kill him, maybe you recall this story, and Saul retreated into a cave to relieve himself, the Bible says. David and his men happened to be hiding in the very same cave. And so David had the opportunity to kill Saul right then and there and To David's men's surprise and chagrin, David snuck up, cut a piece off of Saul's garment, and then snuck back to where his men were, and they couldn't believe it. Because they thought, David, the Lord has delivered him into your hand. Look at, he's right, he's a sitting duck. You can just take him out. And the source of all of our problems, the source of why we're living in caves, he's right there. We can get out of this situation that we're in and kill the guy who's trying to kill us. And David refused to do it. David was being accused, was being slandered as though he was out to get Saul. Listen, sometimes you will be accused of the very thing you are most innocent of. And it'll hurt. It'll hurt. Because you'll think, man, I mean, now other people are thinking that I'm guilty of this thing that I'm absolutely not guilty of. And that knowledge can oppress you. It can just totally bum you out. And so how do you deal with it? How do you deal with it when you're being slandered, lied about? And, you know, other people are thinking terrible things about you and your motives. And, well, here's what David did. In verse 2, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart, rending it in pieces with none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this. I'm sorry, I'm going to back up. I got to back up. So, again, verse 1. O Lord my God, in you I take refuge. So there's the answer to the question I was posing. What do we do when we're being lied about? David takes refuge in the Lord. Refuge in the Lord. Have you ever gotten caught in a downpour where you were just walking along or whatever? You were out in the park or playing ball or whatever, and all of a sudden there's a storm, and maybe you're not at home, so you've got to find somewhere where you can take refuge, where you can get to somewhere where the rain is not soaking you and hitting you. And so you find a spot under an awning of a building or in the entrance to that business or whatever. Lord, I take refuge in you. When the slander is raining down on me from these people and that person, And I'm feeling it, and it's hitting me, and I don't like it. Lord, I'm going to take refuge in you. I'm going to get out of the rain, and I'm going to find a place of solace where I can breathe easy, and I can find peace. Listen, for the slandered saint, that's the answer. The truth is, people think lots of things about us. Truth is, most people don't think about us at all, honestly. But the people who do think about us, they can think all kinds of stuff. But the only person that really matters what they think, that's the Lord himself. And he's the one who can give us refuge from the storm. Well, let's look at verse 3. If I have done this, listen to David. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil or plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it. Let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. So Lord, man, if I've done any of this, then yeah, I take me down. Let these people have at me and wipe me out. I deserve it. And so David's kind of laying his heart bare going, you know, did I really do this? Lord, I don't think I did. I don't think this is in me. If it is, go ahead. David is like all about justice. And I love that he just lays that out there. And so verse 6 says, arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift up yourself against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me. You have appointed a judgment. Let the assembly of the peoples be gathered about you. Over it, return on high. So, you may be tempted, you know, when you are being slandered, you may be tempted to slander in return. As a matter of fact, that's a very natural response, is that somebody says something about you, you rip them a thing or two. You slander them. You show how they are, you know, just a terrible person and so on. And so here's what I want you to see, and we'll close here. When someone is being used by the enemy, the Lord will be sovereign over what is going on and will use that what appears to be an attack on you, he will use that to actually build you, to make you greater in the faith and in the kingdom. And so in this way, we become more than conquerors through Christ. The spears that were thrown at David and the years of running and being in the caves and all the rest, do you know that they produced in him a depth of faith? The greatest psalms that David ever wrote were written in caves, were written not when he was riding high in victory and so on. They were written in the cave times, the wilderness times. So listen, Christian, don't throw spears back when people are chucking spears at you. Don't throw them back. Take refuge in the Lord. He knows. He hears the talk. But step out of that rain and into the peace of knowing that God is for you. And he's using all of this to build you and to bless you. God bless you guys. Have a good day. We'll be right back.